We're so happy to be here seeing some, some new friends and some old friends. This is an old friend, Jamie Furbush. She's the president and CEO of Frankenmuth Convention and Visitors Bureau. My, oh my, Jamie, you've got a lot going on.
We always do, yeah.
I guess you really do.
Yeah.
And we're here generally for it. But tell me a little bit about some of the things we can look forward to this season here. In Frankenmuth as the president and CEO of the Frankenmuth Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Well, of course, we're talking a lot about Memorial Cup today but for us in Frankenmuth, that's always it kicks off on one of our busiest weekends of the year. We have the Dog Bowl and the Balloons Over Bavarian Inn on Memorial Weekend, one of our biggest festivals of the year. And so it's a really exciting time as we get ready to kick off the season here.
Well, but to make clear, at least as I understand it, this is the first time you've hosted the Memorial Cup.
It is. It's the first time, in fact, it's been in the United States since, I think, 1997.
Well, maybe. Annie's been telling us about it seemingly forever.
Yeah.
And now here it comes, May 24th through June 2nd, the 2024 Memorial Cup. Go to gogreat.com. You can get some information. However, Jamie Furbush has it on good authority about what's going on because she is very close to the president of Greater Saginaw Hockey Association and a gentleman who's chair of the youth hockey events for the Memorial Cup. Astonishingly, it's her husband, and his name is Jamie Furbush as well. Jamie?
Yes, sir.
Nice to see you. Jamie?
Yes.
Nice to have you here. And as I understand it, we're breaking ground here.
Yeah.
This is the first Jamie and Jamie Furbush interview ever.
We saved it for you, Paul.
Oh, I'm
absolutely.
So
we've been holding off saying no, declining interviews up
I'm
until
so
this point.
I'm so honored, and especially turning away Good Morning America and the Today Show. God
of
bless
course.
You for that. So, I mean, I got to ask what it was like when you met this woman and said, I like this woman a lot. I want to get to know her. Were you at all thrown by the fact that you both had the same name?
Well, the story that I told my folks was that I had found this wonderful woman, but there was one thing that I had a concern about, and their eyes got big and wide, and they thought the worst, and I said, she's got the same name as me. And they laughed just like that and said, I think you'll be able to figure that out.
Yeah.
We can tell the difference.
Right.
But here we are with the Furbushes, Jamie. And why don't you tell me a little bit, I don't want to say Jamie number one.
Oh, you certainly can.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, is that all right?
Yes.
I'm Jamie number one, of course.
Well, I'm trying to talk to this Jamie. So now everything's so, I can't say Jamie the man or Jamie the woman. How dare I decide what you are? Except I can't help myself. Mm-hmm. I know you're a woman and you're a man. Oddly enough,
we usually know which one you're talking to.
All right. Well, I'm going to talk about as the president of the Greater Saginaw Hockey Association, this is a thrilling time.
It is. It is. It's a big deal here in the community. The families and especially the kids who have adopted the sport of hockey as their go-to really see this as Christmas in May and June. So we're really excited about it. The activities that we've got scheduled to involve kids and give them a role in this include skills training as well as a ball hockey tournament. And we couldn't be more excited about that.
So as president of Greater Saginaw Hockey Association, that's one thing. But how great, too, you're just now talking about the youth hockey. And God bless the powers that be that are there for the Memorial Cup, that they understand how important youth activities are.
Absolutely. Yeah, actually in the awarding of the cup, one of the things that was mentioned was the importance of youth hockey, the importance that kids who are playing ball hockey, kids who are in youth hockey sports right now are going to be those competing in the Memorial Cups of the future. And we took that to heart and really put our dug our heels in to make sure that we have great offerings and great activities for kids to participate in.
And Paul, ball hockey is actually much more. We learned when we went last year to the Memorial Cup that ball hockey is much more a common sport in Canada. You know, hockey's a first sport for a lot of kids over there. And so ball hockey is a very, very popular thing where it's not as well known here.
It isn't as well known here, but I'm going to assume, which is dangerous, that it's hockey with balls instead of pucks.
Yeah, no skates.
Oh, and no skates.
Right. So anybody can play. That's the beauty of it.
How correct.
Great yeah. is that?
In fact, they'll have.
Yeah, we're going to have equipment actually that's available. The whole idea here is to really open up the game to anyone. We want baseball players, football players, lacrosse players to come down, join their hockey buddies, or come and organize a team to come and play. And really, we're going to have equipment there that's going to help those get started. And it's a helmet, a stick, a pair of gloves, and some shin pads.
What a wonderful opportunity for people who can't skate but love hockey. And this is their chance.
Absolutely. And this is really the way that most of us who skate today probably started playing hockey. Was in the driveway, blasting holes in our parents' garage doors. And this is really getting back to that. And it's a great opportunity for kids to get started, to have fun, and just be immersed in the game.
Now we've been saying gogreat.com. Is that that's one of the ways to get the information. What's the other way?
SaginawBayIceArena.com is actually the direct route to get signed up for these activities. And the Saginaw Bay Ice Arena Facebook page is a great resource as well.
All right, IceArena.com or the Ice Arena Facebook page. And back to Jamie Furbush, number one also. I mean, I'm not going to choose. You've won a lot of awards, Jamie. We've known you a long time. The 2011 Ruby Award for Best and Brightest Professionals Under 40 in the Great Lakes Bay Region. The 2014 Frankenmuth Boss of the Year. I didn't know about that one yet. And a number of many statewide and international associations, and a governor-appointed Michigan Travel Commissioner. You represent this beautiful city of Frankenmuth and the Michigan tourism industry. I say this city, we're in Saginaw, but we've been with you in Frankenmuth so much. And there's so much going on this summer.
Yeah. So Frankenmuth is, we're located in Saginaw County, so we're really proud to be a part of this whole event.
Right.
And it's been a big commitment for us, and we're happy to be here and be partners in the hosting of this Memorial Cup. It's a big undertaking for our entire region. And so I've been really grateful to be involved with a lot of the special events that are happening. We do have one of the special events that'll be open to the public in Frankenmuth on the Saturday, June 1st, the day before the final game. When there will be a headlining concert right here downtown and at the Dow, but we'll also have Christmas with the Cup. So we bring our little Bavarian charm and Christmas all year round to the Memorial Cup with a special event that'll be one day happening there in Zender Park.
You know, it's not written anywhere here. It was written on my notes, which, of course, are in a pile here somewhere
sure.
that I can't find. But I'm so glad you just said it, because I need to give credit to Dow. Jim Fitterling is an unbelievable great partner and neighbor. He is across the board. He's done so much for the area. He's a big presenting sponsor now of the Paul W. Smith Golf Classic, our 21st annual event coming up July 29th. So it really is the Memorial Cup presented by Dow.
Absolutely.
And I want to make sure I get that out there clearly, because
yeah.
they've done so much. And you can go to gogreat.com, or you can go directly to icearena.com. Anything else, Jamie, number one, that we need to know about?
You know, I think we should talk just quickly, if we have a second, about the arrival of the cup ceremony. So as I talk about the events that I'm a part of with the committee, the arrival of the cup ceremony is really going to be a spectacular, grand opening event. It'll actually start right here where we're at the Commerce Towers, where the parade will happen to the Jolt Event Park. And we'll have an opening ceremony that's quite spectacular. And the biggest and best thing is that it's going to pay tribute to the veterans of both the Canada, excuse me, and U.S., because the ties of the Memorial Cup, you know, go back to honoring the fallen veterans in Canada. And
Wonderful.
So as we are united, we soar here in Saginaw. We're excited to pay tribute to our veterans, both in the U.S. and Canada.
And how do we come in for the arrival of the Cup
the
ceremony?
The 23rd, May 23rd, Thursday. The Cup will be coming down the highway between 4 and 4:30. At 4:30, we'll start a parade right here downtown Saginaw.
And right here, they'll end up at the 515 Commerce Towers.
We'll start here.
Kind of here.
At the Henry Marsh Bridge that you were talking about. End up at the main campus event campus there at the Jolt Event Park outside the Dow Event Center.
Beautiful. Well, it was a first. We've had many over the years, but this is the first that we've had a husband and wife named exactly the same. And so our gift to you, you'll make this happen, Mike Person. See, I can say this and know that he'll have to do it along with Ray Templin. We want them to have a copy of this interview because it's the first interview they've ever had as husband and wife together.
Piece of cake. I thought you were about to ask me for something hard.
No, this is it, because I think simply it would be a wonderful gift for you guys to have and to bore all of your friends with by playing it over and over again.
Very nice.
Jamie Furbush and Jamie Furbush, thank you both for being here.
Thank you, Paul. Always great to have you here.
Well, it's great to be here, that's for sure. Jamie, the Frankenmuth CBB president and CEO, and Jamie, the chair of the youth hockey events of the Memorial Cup and president of the Greater Saginaw Hockey Association. Go to icearena.com. Thank you both. As we continue here in Focus on the Road, our 21st annual Paul W. Smith WJR Pure Michigan Tour. We're in Saginaw as we continue.